Hey guys, Kayla here, and today we are kicking back and talking about the coronavirus. Again, I know, I want another topic of conversation too, but obviously politicians have not heard my cries. Let's get into this. So guys, today we're going to start off with some rather serious conversation because trending on the Twitter at the time of this recording is Los Angeles County declaring that the lockdown will continue an extra 3 months. Apparently, on Tuesday, Barbara Ferrer, the public health director for LA County, announced that the lockdown would continue and that the only way that this would change is if there was, quote, drastic change to the virus and tools at hand. This is problematic for a lot of reasons, but for some perspective, 3 months from now would be August.
I did my waiting! 12 years of it! In Azkaban!
This response also came shortly after California Governor Gavin Newsom declared that the beaches would be reopened and that non-essential businesses would be allowed to open for curbside orders. It seems as though the governor believes that all of California is going to be fit to open. So why is it that LA County is desperately trying to remain in control? There is a disconnect here and a significant one, judging by how closely these statements were issued together. California cannot be profiting off our tourism and still locking down its citizens. They can't have it both ways, but it seems that LA County is trying to do exactly that. Honestly, it's crazy that they're willing to extend the time period at all, let alone for as long of a time period as 3 months, instead of just doing shorter increments and then slowly building it up if they felt that it was seriously necessary. But 26 states have already eased their restrictions surrounding COVID-19. It seems as though the rest of the country is on board with beginning to ease their restrictions. Also, COVID-19 naturally dies out during the hotter and drier months, similar to that of influenza, which is why since the very beginning they predicted a flatter curve over the summer months and a reemergence in fall. So a stay-at-home order for summer and opening in fall would be completely counterintuitive and kind of dangerous. It's not as though the stay-at-home order was ever meant to stop COVID in its entirety, but they are treating it as such. And all of this does raise very important questions as to how the county plans to continue restrictions in this way. With shortages of essential goods already present, questions of where supplies will come from have been rightfully raised. While other aspects of the country can import resources and have people get back to work, it's going to take a while, but eventually some of those resources can be filled in California. But having entire sections of California out of work will still prevent the shipment of a lot of goods. This lengthy lockdown and lack of certain supplies can also have the potential to cause mass panic and riots. And these riots can be even more dangerous and deadly than the virus currently is. And the damage after a riot can be extremely costly, which will come directly from taxpayers who haven't been able to work to pay their taxes, so the county's kind of out of luck for these expenses. Besides, the overall trend of coronavirus cases in California have significantly lowered as well as many other states in the country. And the overall need to extend the stay-at-home order past July is non-existent and entirely a power grab by Democratic government officials who try to keep citizens dependent on the government for life. It is time we rise up and stop this madness because it's already out of hand. The stay-at-home orders were already crossing a line, and now 3 more months of this can put LA in more danger than they have with the virus. It's completely insane and crazy. On a less doomsday-y note, Donald Trump had been called out for racist behavior again. Shocking, I know. Honestly, this time the entire situation had me cracking up because on Tuesday, Trump had left a press conference early, and because of this, all hell broke out on Twitter. A Chinese-American reporter had asked President Trump why everything was a competition to him.
He said many times that the U.S. is doing far better than any other country when it comes to testing.
Yes.
Why does that matter? Why is this a global competition to you if everyday Americans are still losing their lives and we're still seeing more cases every day?
Basically, to which Trump replied with his usual, ask China, it's China's fault, ask them.
Well, they're losing their lives everywhere in the world, and maybe that's a question you should ask China. Don't ask me, ask China that question, okay? When you ask them that question, you may get a very unusual answer.
Which he had been saying to all reporters of all ethnicities at all the time. So this is not an out-of-the-character response for him. It's always blame China. It's the China virus. He kept calling it the Chinese virus. And that was a huge scandal not too long ago. So this is not out of character. This entire statement was not out of character for him. And honestly, the question she originally asked was, for those of you familiar with poli-sci or journalism, your classic, when did you stop beating your wife question? There is no good answer to questions like those, and any politician who has been in office for any length of time understands that and knows that it's just a fishing question to try to pigeonhole the recipient into a bad news story. And if you had any doubts that this is exactly what that reporter was doing, she then asked Trump this.
What, sir, why are you saying that to me specifically?
I'm telling you, I'm not saying it specifically to anybody. I'm saying it to anybody that would ask a nasty question like that.
That's not a nasty question.
Please go ahead.
Really? Come on. That's just obnoxious. Like, honestly, that's just obnoxious. You're sitting there at a press conference, it's an official briefing, and you're going to start and acting like that when you know full well that this is something that the president usually says. Like, yes, queen, play up the race card so you can get more views on your news station that only runs on feelings. Good job. Such brave. Before the second question, Trump had actually called on another reporter, and this reporter had decided to allow this Chinese-American reporter to continue. Since she had done this, Trump then called on somebody else, and instead of sitting back down like a normal person in a professional environment, the reporter tried to argue with the President of the United States, saying he picked her first.
Hey, we'll
but you pointed to me. I have two questions, Mr. President.
Next, please.
But you called on me.
Trump, to which, states this.
I did, and you didn't respond, and now I'm calling on
the young lady
in the back, please.
I just wanted to let my colleague finish, okay. But can I ask you
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
After this, he walks out, and the media blew up. My only question is, what was he supposed to do? This is a national crisis. He's already been talking to these people for over an hour by the time this question was raised. And then he's just supposed to stand there and allow people to attempt to pigeonhole him and trick him into saying something bad? You know what? If that reporter was so concerned about everything being a competition to Trump and the loss of American lives, then she would have asked a question pertaining to the loss of American lives. She wouldn't have asked such a silly gotcha question that wasn't even a good gotcha question. She's the one not taking American lives seriously, not the president who is willfully having these press conferences to brief the American people over what's going on with this national crisis. And maybe it's just because I'm a little bit of a spitfire myself, but had I been in the same situation as Trump, I would have walked out too. I would not allow myself to be disrespected by petulant children and allow them to prevent actual news and updates at any time, let alone during a national crisis. If they don't want to report the news, fine, don't do your job, but I'm gonna go do mine and go take care of the American people. I would have left too. Reporters seriously know how to get my blood boiling. Anyways, that's all for today, guys. Thank you guys so much for watching, and be sure to check out our other content from our other creators in this channel. If you want more news coverage, we post videos and blogs on probablypolitical.com, and be sure to hit that subscribe button down below and click that notification bell. Also, follow us on our social media. Thank you guys so much, and bye! See you next time.